Moving to item T. Y'all have been very patient, thank you. Susan Bucko?
Yes.
That's Susan Bucko, okay?
Thank you, and Jackie is passing out some pictures that we just asked for you all to share. They're the same pictures that are in your proposal, they're just a little bit larger so you can see them. I appreciate your patience as well. I know it's been a long night for you, and it's almost over. I guess I want to start off with asking if any of you all got out on the water this winter in Virginia Beach to see the striped bass and the bluefin tuna out there. Did you see any whales?
Absolutely. Everywhere.
You get very close to them.
They got close to me.
Did you pull your lines out of the water when they got close to you?
Well, that was kind of rad, though, this year, wasn't it?
Well, it's it was a very warm year, and when we have warm
years,
that's why
I say it's pretty rare with the warmth that we had.
The warmth was pretty rare, but we have had whales here pretty regularly for a number of years. We do think they move back and forth between Virginia and North Carolina.
Yeah.
But when the winter is mild, then we have whales in the area, and we also have striped bass in the area, and occasionally bluefin tuna. And I guess what prompted this project was that we were. Because we are a facility that people call and recognize when they are worried about something, we actually had quite a few calls from the press, from NOAA enforcement, and from just folks out on the water seeing very close approaches of fishing boats to whales and boats carrying actively trolling, being very close to whales. And we think that most fishermen realize that by doing that, they're actually technically harassing whales under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and that is a it can be a federal offense if NOAA chooses to enforce it. We did have several calls from NOAA enforcement asking us what we'd seen on the water from our whale watches this year. Those pictures that you're seeing are pictures from our volunteers. We weren't out looking to see if there was a problem. The problem kind of came to us, and we feel like it's an important outreach effort to talk to and try to get the word out to fishermen that they, when they see whales, they are absolutely welcome to look at them and enjoy them and appreciate them, but they really need to be careful with their fishing gear in the water around the whales and about how they approach the whales. There are whale watching guidelines, and they are appropriate whether you intend to watch the whales or not. If they approach you, there are certain things you need to do in order to avoid hitting them, in order to avoid getting your gear tangled around them, and in order to keep from changing their behavior, which is the technical definition of harassment. And so we're not out to get fishermen. We think it'd be a good idea to educate them. We do know that in Massachusetts, where there have been problems with whales and recreational fishers in the summertime, that people have gotten warnings from NOAA enforcement, and that recreational fishers are getting a lot more attention at the Large Whale Take Reduction Team and in other forums for the possibility of injury and harassment to whales. So this is really just an approach on our part to get the word out to people who are fishing in Virginia in the winter. When we have a good fishing season, we tend to see whales. And so when we have those warmer winters, when we have a good fishing season, we think it's time to get the word out to fishers to be careful around these animals and let them do their fishing as well. So I'm really here just to answer any questions you have about the project. And I can...
Any questions, Ms. Bucko?
Ms. Bucko, can you tell me how the aquarium is funded and is it public or private organization?
The aquarium is a public-private partnership. The Research and Conservation Division is public, is part of our nonprofit foundation, and we do not receive any funding from our admissions or from the City of Virginia Beach. So we are self-funded through donations, grants, and contracts.
Ken, you had a question?
I have several. At the risk of appearing to be negative here, if you'll bear with me, a couple things. First, the use of the word fishers here troubles me because it indicates a lack of familiarity with the angling community, because none of the angling literature, nobody in the angling community refer to themselves as fishers, but as fishermen, or fisherwomen, or more appropriately, I think, anglers. I know I'm quibbling, and it's a minor point, but I felt I needed to say that to you. I'm wondering whether there have been, and you referenced the potential for human injuries, and you reference and just did the potential violations and issues of harassment. I'm curious to know, have there been any human injuries, and have there been any prosecution or arrests for harassment violations by anglers?
There have not been any here, but we did get calls from no enforcement asking us to testify as to what we had seen and seen pictures of on from our whale watch boats this year. And we asked that we not be put in that situation because we're not a regulatory group. But NOAA enforcement in this area is concerned and is interested. I know that there have been letters of warning sent to fishermen in the Massachusetts Cape Cod Bay area, and NOAA enforcement is paying more attention to recreational anglers. I'm sorry for the misuse of the term. I'm used to going to take reduction teams and that sort of thing.
Right.
The word fisher is used for both commercial and recreational.
I took a look at the your reference to the New England brochure and New England program, and that is targeted to boaters.
You're right.
It is not targeted to anglers.
Right, and we would like to change it. That's our idea, is to take the Sea Spout program and change the message both to target the Mid-Atlantic and to target anglers.
Well, why isn't it targeting boaters? Period.
Because in Virginia, most of the boating that occurs when whales are out there is by recreational fishers or recreational anglers. There are not a lot of folks that are out on the water just moving around in January, February, and March.
You also mentioned social media and whale harassment by anglers, which seemed to indicate to me that there was some discussion of this by anglers in social media with respect to them harassing them. What are you referring to there?
Well, the term harassment is a term in the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and it is illegal to do anything that makes a marine mammal change its behavior by approaching them closely with boats, particularly boats that are trailing lines with lures and hooks. It is very likely that you'll make them change their behavior. And the humpback whales and fin whales in our area are endangered species. And so there is a lot more attention paid to endangered species when there is a harassment problem. And so harassment is any activity on the water around a marine mammal, which is a whale, dolphin, seal, porpoise, that makes them change their activity. And there was an awful lot of that going on this winter.
So, as Mrs. Brown just indicated before, you know, how do you differentiate when a person is in a boat fishing and trolling in a certain manner, in a certain way, and doing that for perhaps miles on end, and there's an intersection with whales? Her reference was, the whales came close to me.
That's true, but boats come close to you, too, and you learn to avoid other boats. And so we'd like to teach anglers how to look out for whales, and when there does appear to be a collision, to ask the anglers to give way and pull their lines in if they get close and if they can't avoid the area.
I believe there was a post on Tidal Fish about one specific person who was seeing running towards the whale. Most people move away from the whales, but this particular person, I think that's where a whole lot of the complaints started, with the anger of anglers towards this one particular boater, angler, fisherman.
There was an AP reporter that got a hold of it, that called us and asked us to comment on it. And this is kind of our reaction to a lot of what we heard this year from folks, to say, look, you know, the best thing we can do is to educate the anglers that are out there that this is not the right thing to do. And instead of trying to get enforcement involved, to actually do some education out on the water and some education at fishing shows and marinas and make sure people understand that it is their responsibility to give way to whales.
Is this not an issue off North Carolina?
I don't know. This is a Virginia Recreational Fishing Fund that we're trying.
No, I'm asking you, is this problem not an issue off of North Carolina coast?
It very well may be. When the whales are in North Carolina around the fish, it very well may be, yes.
Because there's an awful lot of boating by anglers going on at this time of year off of North Carolina as well. But would you be trying to educate anglers in that locality as well?
Not as part of this project, no.
Well, but I mean as part of your overall conservation research and conservation efforts.
If we get other funding to go down into North Carolina and work in North Carolina, yes, we will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Any further questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Barker.